Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I love my dogs. They're real sweet. I walk in the door and they pee everywhere because they're so excited to see me, so happy. None of my friends ever pee when they see me. Bunch of fake mother.
9. I'm that dude you can talk to about that horror movie you don't think anybody else ever saw.
Paige. I am very competitive, but sometimes it's just easier to let people win.
Fat Boy.
Look, if you think I eat bad, you should see what my toilet eats.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
We talked about this when we came back from Christmas break and New Year's and all that stuff. But we lost a friend over the Christmas break, a friend of the show, a big friend of the show. And that was Vince from Sparkle City, Va-Va Vince.
Longtime friend of the show.
Vince Sandifer. And, how he passed away, I don't know. And, I don't know that that's even, I don't know if it's public. No, can you say that anymore? Like, can you say how somebody died if there's a...
Probably shouldn't broadcast it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, HIPAA dies with them, right?
Well, like the news will come on and say so-and-so died, but then they don't say, like, how they died. It's like, well, that's, to me, a most concern.
I want to know.
But Vince was, he was a listener, P1, who literally would call every morning, every segment. Like, when we first started, we'd be talking about something. We're like, yeah, people will really be into this. And, you know, we'd look at the phones, and you know, this would be like 2004, 2005, and no one was calling except for one person. And it would always be... Va-Va Vince from Sparkle City.
And it was never on the subject what we were talking about, ever. Not even.
And it was usually
close.
Good because he would turn us on a different path, and it would just get us cackling. And he was a good guy. He was a character. That's what we'll say. He was a character. He was a fun guy. I tell you something. One of the first times that Vince was on the show. I had probably a dozen people that day say to me, was that just somebody calling in with a voice?
That's not a real person. That's just a character.
Is that somebody downstairs or is that a friend of y'all's calling in to be a character? I was like, no, this is a real person. And there was like a conspiracy going on. Like, was Vince a real person? And we actually had him show up at an event in Spartanburg. And then Vince started getting bookings.
Yeah,
he
did.
Like, if we did anything in Spartanburg, he was there and usually got... Yeah. A bar tab out of it, but regardless.
Yeah, I took him home one day from a Spartanburg appearance years ago.
Yeah.
He came. Was that the mud wrestling?
No.
Oh. Yeah. He was at the mud wrestling because he wanted to get in there and referee.
Yeah, he did. He came in studio a time or two over the years. He got to come in here at least once or twice over the years.
He was a great guy. We got some clips to play for you in case you – I hope you remember him, but for those of you that don't, the last time he actually called here, he was calling to tell us some good news that I never found out if it was a real thing or not.
Mm-hmm.
But this was Va-Va Vince's last call to the show.
Oh.
You remember the call you made to us Friday?
I guess so.
Okay. We don't need to replay it. Then we got the real live view here.
Mm-hmm.
You told us that this lady...
Vicky.
Now, Vicky told you... that she is pregnant with your child. How old is Vicky?
She's about 10 years younger than I am. She's about 45.
Damn, son.
Robbing the cradle, man.
Ooh.
She's 45. Where did you meet this lady?
We met at a club. It was down Overville in...
Lions Club?
Haines Street and
I see. Because, okay. Like, and is this a girl you're in a relationship with? Because, like, last time I think we talked to you, you were still picking up hookers.
Well, yeah, we done got one thing back to another, but it was just a one-night stand at one time.
Oh, it was a one-night stand at one time.
Uh-huh.
Crap.
I've been getting 40 hookers time to time, here and there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if you get 40 hookers at once, I think the going rate, he would always tell us where they were $40. Yeah. The ladies that he would get to, you know, entertain him for the evening.
Yeah.
They were $40.
But, yeah, we never did find out for sure if Bicky is really with child or not. I mean, I kind of imagine probably not. But
well, Vince.
No way to know.
Vince, you know. This is what, you know, this is all rumors and stuff, of course, but, like, I had heard he was taken advantage of a lot. There was also a lot of people there that, like, was his guardian angels, too.
Oh, yeah.
That probably helped him survive, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Karen. I mean, I just remember him saying that Karen was always the one. Karen was always the one. So maybe, you know, who knows what the situation was. This is a very short clip, but this is Vince, right, Fat Boy? This is Vince explaining the accident that changed his life, I guess you would say. There's some confusion here. With your accident at that time, was it two cars or three cars that hit you?
I got manned up by three cars.
Oh, that's right,
Jimmy. Not two, but three.
Three cars. So it was one after another?
Yes, sir. You remember about 20 years ago, I sent you some pictures up of my leg?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oof. Hey, God's good. Hey, God's been good. I know that's for a fact, Jack.
God, man. I didn't know that was going to be on the tail end. That just gave me goosebumps. Play that last part. This is a man. At this point, he's like 55, 56 years old. He was hit by a car walking across the road. That slung him into, and I swear to God, I'm paying tribute to the man. I'm not making fun. He got hit by a car. It bounced him into another car that ran over him, that slung him into the third lane, that then ran over him again. And his parting words.
Hey, God's good. Hey, God's been good. I know that's for a fact, Jack.
Oh. It was so genuine and happy and positive. I mean, if Vince wasn't, he wasn't in as good a shape as most people probably are. But he was so much happier than most healthy people are.
Yeah, he was.
He really was. And if
it took alcohol to get him to that happiness, and so be it. But I'm serious.
If more people could walk around with that attitude he had, like that positive attitude, the world would be a much better place if everybody had that kind of attitude.
You're right.
And so sweet. Every time he called me, and his sister Cindy loved him so much took such good care of him.
Oh, man. Cindy and Karen. I can hear him in my head.
I know.
I remember one of my favorite things with Vince was when he would get on the phone with us and we couldn't get him off the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Matt would always tell him, hey, Vince, we got to go. The studio's on fire.
Oh, that's true. I would say, Vince, we have to go. A herd of elephants just ran into the room. Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah, and then he'd just, okay, thanks, and then hang up. Like, really, there were elephants, or really, we were on fire.
Yeah. I think his departing age is what we'll call it. I think, from what I could find on the internet, was 58, although the obit I read was 57. So he's around 57, 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a clip of Vince talking about his age at some point. Third time is the charm. Hey, maybe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, there you are. What's up, dude?
Good, good. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good. How old are you now?
55 now. 55 years old now.
It was a senior citizen. That's what we were celebrating that day. I gave him some silver sneakers. I loved that guy.
Oh.
He was, Jimmy, I think you said it best there, man. Just very genuine. Just very childlike in the way he looked at the world.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is. He wasn't, I guess because of the car accident or the three cars hitting him in succession that one time, he was somehow immune to all the bitter hostility that plagues a lot of people.
Yeah. Holy crap, guys. I heard him call for years and really thought that was a bit. I had no idea that was a real person.
Huh.
P1 Amanda in Jonesville. Amanda.
I wish we'd had him in more.
I do wish we had had him in more. I scoured my drive and my cloud and everything. I found pictures of him, but I couldn't find like one of us like together. Like for some reason, but I know they existed. I just couldn't find them.
Have to be some somewhere.
Yeah, he was great. We actually, you know, much like we, you know, we talk about all the different songs about us and stuff. We actually, I think this was mixed in house. We took Vince. Some of his calls and actually turned it into. Would you say this is a rap song?
Oh yeah.
Or an acid trip? When I hear it, I feel like I just did shrooms.
Oh boy,
this is acid trap music.
Listen to this.
Go ahead. 40 ounces and 40 degrees in a finger bell. $40 woman.
She caught me by surprise.
Finger bell.
Caught me by surprise.
Finger bell.
Caught me by surprise.
Now I realize. Bingo Bill.
Big finish. Yeah. Ride that wave, baby. Oh, yes.
Bingo Bill.
Oh, boy. Bless him. Don't you feel like you just took like a little tiny square of that acid right now? God.
Flashback.
It's like, wow, man.
Oh, man.
I love Vince from Sparkle City. Rest in peace, sir. I know you are. I hope this is when I hope there is alcohol in heaven. I really do.
Next time you hear someone play the harmonica, you're going to think of Vince.
That's right, Paige.
And every
you're,
time.
You're on location this weekend, so hopefully there's some harmonicas.
Hope so.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
When he said that I am a male nurse, I didn't even once wince or even snicker or even smile or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's right. You are a male nurse. I'm saying we are progressing, and I like it.
Well, you say that just somebody texts in your man card is revoked for wearing a scarf, Matt, man.
It's cold, son of a bitch.
Well, you got a beard. That's nature's scarf.
You know what makes him a good nurse?
It also keeps my nipples warm. I said that earlier.
It looks good.
Why do you think I don't cuff it? I just keep it straight down like I'm some kind of Jesuit priest walking in to bless you.
Don't listen to the haters.
Dude, some of the best nurses I've had in recent years were men.
Look, I don't want to turn it into a sexist.
The wound place. Great, great dude, doctor,
it's,
nurses.
It's not a sexist thing. I'm just telling you how I remember days of, like, if you were a male nurse, there were jokes in sitcoms about it, you know? Oh, you're a male nurse, Jack Tripper, you know, those kind of things.
There was a show called Nurses that had men on it as nurses.
And
it was kind of a, you know.
I know. It was a rib, the whole thing.
Like, we've come a long way. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we
I mean, we got further to come. But, like, what is an emasculating job for a man now? Like, the old days. It's like we were living the dark ages. The old days when people were identified by their sexuality and skin color and sexuality and body parts.
Uh-huh.
But, like, now for a man, what is an emasculating job?
Well, in the past, it would be, like, flight attendant or... you know, hairstylist, but that's changed because the men that are hairstylists now are
better than women.
Some are.
Yeah, that's true.
I've always gotten better haircuts from men.
Yeah,
I'm being honest. But I never thought of it as
every haircut I've gotten in the last 3+ years has been from the same dude. Every single one.
I went to get my haircut the other day, Josh Carver. I said to him,
"That's the guy."
I said, "That's your barber too." I said, "What did you do if a woman walked in here?" He's like, "I'd cut her hair."
Cut her hair.
He says, "I can't do all bouffant-y and stuff like that." But he said, "I'd cut her hair."
Cut her hair fine.
Would you trim her mustache?
Like,
of course.
What is a job now that a guy would take? If we freeform this, what is a job that a guy could take now that he'd be clowned on because of the, you know, emasculation that would be involved with that?
Man,
I think it depends on what type of man you are. If you're a manly man, that's different.
Like, but what the? Okay, so what a manly man
what
say
thinking,
then?
Fat bro?
Okay, this is just me saying this.
President?
Okay. I think if you're a, you know,
speak.
Okay, look, I'm just throwing it out there.
You say the legal part. This is Fat Boy's words only. It does not express express written consent or thoughts of Intercom.com careers.
I think if you're, you know, if you're a gay dude and you're a stylist, not a barber, but a stylist,
yeah,
then that's not an emasculating job for you. But if you're a manly man and you're a stylist, if you could even do that, if you can be a stylist, manly man, then that probably is.
That's how you're saying you would see it.
But you wouldn't do that if you were a manly man, because you wouldn't think about going to be a stylist.
You can't even say it without laughing. See, you are not over the hump like the rest of us.
No, you're not.
You're still not accepting of. Fat Boy says that a straight man should not be able to cut women's hair. Do you hear this? The suffrage is alive and well.
I know. Fat Boy is old-fashioned in a bad way, though. Like, all right, I think about my dad. My dad was weirded out when a man was waiting tables at a restaurant. I mean, you know, but my dad was, look, he's been dead going on 18 years.
He didn't like a woman serving him?
No, he didn't like a man serving
him. Oh, didn't like a man serving him.
Yeah, he thought that was a weird thing for a man to be doing. I'm like, but. And I'm like, but you've run restaurants where you had a lunch counter and you were doing the short order cooking and taking the orders, so you've done that.
But just didn't want the man because he thought that was a woman's place.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've pulled up a list here of professions that are dominated by women. Apparently 89% of home health care providers are women, but... Yeah, it's just, a man who's a nurse going to do his thing. It's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
They're kind and caring and they know what they're doing. Why not?
And another one dominated by women is child care providers. Now, that isn't on that men can't do that. It's that I think people would be like, oh, I don't know if I want to take my kid to Lumberjack Daycare.
Oh,
is that because I'm wearing a sweater today?
Yes.
No, not
just. Like I'm getting ready to go sailing after the show.
No, it's just, it's apparently, I don't think there's anything wrong with a man doing that, but I think a lot of parents would be weirded out by it.
Uh-huh.
Unreasonably so, probably.
The year would have been about 1990. I was working at Western Family Steakhouse. It's now defunct.
Uh-oh.
Over there on Wade Hampton Boulevard. I was what they would call a boy of the buses. I would clear the tables.
Were.
I was a bus boy. And then eventually I became a runner, which is very ironic,
that's worse.
Isn't it? But here's the thing. So it's like 1990. And we had a salad bar there, right?
Okay.
For some reason, the temperature at that particular place or whatever, that was what the women did. The women were the salad bar attendants. They would go in, clean up, ranch, all that. There was one particular night that I had to do it. And I remember getting screwed with by the other employees there, like, because I was up there having to do the woman's job of work the salad bar.
You eat all the ham blocks?
I eat all the apple rings. I probably have so much cancer now from all that red coloring.
That's where I started at the salad bar at Sizzler Steakhouse.
See, it's a woman's job.
Yeah, it was a hard job because you had to cut all that stuff really fast. And I think men would make it really sloppy. And there's a reason why women do it, because you're just going to throw that stuff together. But I had to have a presentation.
Food running sucked because there's a bunch of lazy waitresses that want to go on a smoke break.
Yeah.
And you had to take the food out.
And then when you would go drop it off, then they would ask for condiments. And then you had to go do that too. And I'm like, share the tips, bitch. And I'm saying that to the men and women waiters and waitresses. Both of them are bitches.
You want to know some of the ones people are texting in at 72341, the old CarolinaVaporMill.com text line?
Yes.
Several people have texted in massage therapists. I don't think there's anything wrong with a man doing that.
I got that one time.
Nothing wrong with it.
It wasn't bad. I ended up went to high school with the guy. His name was Ryan Holmes.
No,
what's up, Ryan?
If you're pulling into one off the interstate that advertises truck parking, then maybe that's not what you want.
If they tell you to lay on your back.
But if you're actually getting a massage from like an actual qualified massage therapist, like an actual therapeutic good massage, then ain't nothing wrong with a dude doing that.
Don't you want a guy to give you a massage? Dude, is a woman going to get deep as a guy's going to get?
Let me tell you what.
That'll hurt you.
What? Right before my birthday, I went and got a massage somewhere downtown Greenville in the bottom of an old bank building. And the girl who gave it to me was very rough.
I mean,
but just.
Is she Russian?
You like that?
It felt wonderful. I mean, So I don't. No, I mean, there's women power lifters. You're very misogynist.
I know. You need to stop, Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to put dudes. I don't mean anything with massages with that.
I'm trying to equate dudes in a female dominated position.
I had a massage with a male, and it was very awkward. No, this is going in the direction where I thought it was strange that I was naked, and then he goes, "Okay, turn around," and then he left the room, and I was like, "Okay, this is really strange."
He told you to wait a minute. You stand up and he tells you he wanted to look?
No. He didn't look at all. But, you know, he did like the front of my legs.
Why did he tell you to turn around?
He did the front of, he did the back and the front of my legs, which was very strange.
You got an actual massage. Was it strange for you or for him or both of you?
Did he look down and think you had two bald men in headlocks?
It was really strange when he said turn around. And I was wondering because when I'm laying on the thing and the sheet is covering up, I'm wondering if he saw like side cleavage and I was like, can you pull the sheet up a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean,
when you massage those first.
You know what, people are also, I've seen a few texts come in about men being yoga teachers. Now, Diamond Dallas Page is a yoga teacher. So that goes a long way towards men teaching yoga, I think, right?
You have to know yoga. Yogis,
a wrestler.
Come on.
He's a yogi.
In India.
Exactly. I mean, that kind of originated with men.
Yes.
It's just over here it's become mainly a woman thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stand up. Let me look.
It wasn't that way, but it was just kind of strange.
One of my good friends is a yoga teacher. Not a dude.
Who, BBC?
No, very hot woman.
Oh, okay.
She is cute.
You guys have a private relationship.
Have you started doing yoga again? Yoga? Let's talk to P1 Damn Yankee, the great city of Liberty. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I want you to tell your mayor down there my idea about the Statue of Liberty. Any statue that you call the Statue of Liberty, and it would be a tourist destination.
Yeah?
Yeah. So.
a real man doesn't care what the job is as long as he can provide for his family.
Thank you.
He's still going to get busted on by his friends no matter what it is, but that's his buddies.
Well, I was like 14 at the time, so I didn't have a family. But you're saying it for an adult male, no matter what the job is. I agree with that.
Correct.
I can't think of any, though. Like, several people are texting the word secretary, and I don't even know that's the word to use anymore, right?
It's office administrator.
Office what, sir?
Office assistant.
Office assistant, an OA. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you.
I don't like that one.
All right. Thank you, Damn Yankee. Have a good morning, sir. God bless you. Take care of that family. He wouldn't say that if they said, okay, we need you to be a drag queen.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're not going to turn down a job. Hell.
Nine would have been, I'll do it for a dollar cheaper. That's my impression of Nine. It's horrible.
Somebody take, dude, I was talking to some people recently who do really good impressions of people.
Yeah.
And they can't do an impression of me at all.
Mine's just Mickey Mouse.
Apparently, it's really hard to do an impression of my voice.
Maybe if we get some gives, that'll be our next contest, the Nine Sound-A-Lite contest.
If anybody can pull me off.
Okay.
Or do an impression of me.
Let's go live now to P1. Oh, no, it's the Popo on line two. Popo, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, sir, breaker, 1919.
How you doing today?
My comedy is hitting today, man. It really is. Nailing it. We're talking about, I guess this is what we're talking about. We're talking about jobs now where, like, if a guy's got to have it, he'll still, like, maybe get his balls busted by his friends. Like, an effeminate kind of job, emasculating kind of job. There's not really any left, right?
Stay-at-home dad.
Oh, he doesn't get paid what he's truly worth.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, that's the jealousy of the other dads, though? They think
No. In today's society still, you know, the dad's supposed to be the breadwinner. So now that he's staying home taking care of the kids and the wife's out working, bringing in all the money.
And then everybody's like, she runs the house. But
yep.
No, but she runs the house regardless, whether she's staying at home.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. If mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. That they say that in the police
absolutely.
Code.
Absolutely.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Really? God bless you. Be careful out there. Thank you. Take it, guys. He's a cop, right?
I believe so.
Okay,
yes.
I thought so.
I believe he is, yes.
You better watch out what you say to him.
I know. I was like, he might be recording this.
Hard to come up with jobs that men can't do or shouldn't do or would be weird doing.
No. But on the, I could think of a lot more on the other side, but.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
How did we get into the fact that Fat Boy as a child was pushed by his family to become a cowboy?
I don't know. I completely forgot.
I'm not playing stupid. I really don't know. Normally I do, but right now I'm not.
Somehow we're talking about rodeo and horses, horseback riding.
God, I don't remember what it was. But it, regardless of what it was literally just yesterday. We can't remember what it was. But it was something about how Fatboy would... It had something to do with the... Yeah, it was us talking about Monster Jam and then the rodeo and how they set up for him and all this stuff.
Yeah, and Fatboy used merchandise, to go to rodeos.
And Fatboy would... You went to the you went to a rodeo in somebody's front yard.
Yeah, it was at the corner of...
it was true. They set up just bleachers out in somebody's front yard and had a rodeo.
I've seen it.
It was off 178 right there at the corner of Black Bottom Road in Liberty. And people... It drew a crowd, man, but it was kind of a small-time deal. They had the little barriers set up. Got out once.
And what was the thing that you would get for... what was the Christmas gift that you got that was like everybody was oohing and aahing over and you were like, I really don't give a crap?
Cowboy boots. I never asked for
That's
them.
What it was.
They were kind of gray snakeskin looking cowboy boots.
Were they like, you think they were faux skins?
You know what?
That's my rap name.
These gifts came from family, so nobody really asked me what I wanted. They kind of got me what they... I either got what my cousins got or I got what they thought I wanted to have.
Yeah.
Same with music. I never could pick my own music.
Did you have any buckles?
No, I didn't have a buckle.
Oh, you need a belt buckle so it make impressions on the inside of your thigh.
God. You know what? I don't even know if they sold them there back then.
You didn't let the top of a cupcake. The wrapper goes around it.
If I'd have got that far into it, I'm sure
like
it
would have
happened.
Wrapper.
God. It weren't good memories, man. It was awful.
I tell you, the freaking craziest thing about all that is that when you were talking about that, it's like, oh, yeah, I haven't ridden I was pushed to go to all these rodeos. And like, did you ever have a hat, like an actual cowboy hat, Fatboy?
Yeah, I had the airbrushed blue hat. You could pick out the colors. They had blue, pink, and like one other one.
Yeah, sometimes they have yellow and green and stuff, too. Yeah.
And it had feathers hanging off it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the wicker.
They spray painted it on the. That's what it was. They spray painted it on the spot. You could either choose girl pink or boy blue.
Yeah, yeah. My aunt and uncle used to sell them at the Jockey Lot.
I want a suicide. I want a little bit of both.
It was a wicker cap.
Being ombre.
Oh, not there. You
so I was thinking about that yesterday. And you know, I'm no Jimmy Jack Jackie, who's lost well over 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah, I think it's like 205 now.
208. Yeah. 208, according to the website.
Thank you for keeping track.
And the last time I've been, listen to this. This is shocking to me, and this is absolutely true. Like, my kid turns 16 tomorrow, which I'm going to be selfish and call her on the radio tomorrow. She turned 16. Last time I was around a horse stable or whatever, like around horses, was her 5th birthday party. The last time I physically, me, Matthew Harris, have ever been on a horse, I was 13 years old. Mm. Folks, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
30 years ago is the last time I've been on a horse. And I weigh less now than I did then. Oh, probably.
It's probably been about that long since I've been on a horse. Because the last time I was on a horse was that pony at the Jockey Lot that pooped on my mama. I think that was the last time I was on a horse.
That poor horse was on concrete just being trotted around in a circle, and it took a dump on Moose.
Tennessee walking horse.
Yeah. Yep.
God, that's great.
It's walking in a circle, and it was ate something, got a hold of something bad. Might have ate a funnel cake or something.
Like my daddy would even say, oh.
Beautiful horse.
You know, he'd say something like, oh, we'll go ride horseback. We need Clydesdales. Because, you know, we're a bigger family.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at us.
I'm just seeing you and your dad climb on the Budweiser horse.
Well, that's what he would always say. We need some of those, like, he would say the, what is the horse? I think they have some of them on Red Dead, where it looks like a horse and a woolly mammoth had a child. They have big, like, hairy legs, those horses on there.
Yeah, it's not a Clydesdale, but it's different.
Shire.
Shires, and there's another one.
Hungarian?
With a different...
Hungarians over another?
No, the Hungarian half-breed is just a big horse, but it don't look like that.
But like,
a Shire horse, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think right now I could ride a regular quarter horse.
You could.
I'd
be afraid I'd still hurt it.
I know. That's what I would. I would have to sign some kind of waiver. They would have to sign a waiver that
the
if
horse.
I broke the horse. Yeah,
horse would have to sign a waiver.
Put the horseshoe in some ink and then put it on a contract just like that.
Yeah, a quarter horse would be a good horse for you. They're sturdy.
I don't know the road. The one I
might need a half horse.
The one I rode was brown. I don't know what type of horse it was. Now, we used to in high school, ride the goat if he bucked around a lot. But he was wild. The only way you could get him to stop is you had to hold his horns. So I'm like, if you're holding his horns, you might as well try to ride him to the ground so he'll calm down.
What'd you weigh as a senior in high school, Fat Boy? Any idea?
170.
God, dog almighty, man.
Oh, the other one you're thinking about is the Suffolk Punch from Red Dead.
Yes.
Yeah, big horse.
It's a big old, it looks like horse. A dinosaur horse. It's crazy. That's what I used to need. Now I think I could, maybe even a pony.
No. Mm-hmm. So Fat Boy was probably riding a bay mare, and
a pony
would not be something I'd advise for you.
238 pounds is what I weigh right now.
Yeah.
I could ride a horse that a regular adult male would ride, right?
Yeah. A horse would be sturdy and good for you. Thoroughbred, much for you.
This happened in Tennessee, where my brother's dad's from. So, I mean, this was a small town where people would ride horses into town, hitch them up, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they tried to get me to start riding horses. But there was no saddle. It was bareback, and it bucked me off. Never again. I'm not talking about just a little, you little flying. I was way over that damn horse.
Yeah.
I had to get a bit 10 feet in the air.
With no saddle?
No saddle. Oof. I'm not a cowboy.
I'd pay good money to see you guys in a rodeo. There ain't enough money available in that. For all the insurance that would be needed for not only us, but the horses, yeah. I would imagine.
I think the horses might be easier than riding a cow.
I would like to go. It's too cold right now, but I'd like to go. Like, I would love that.
We did one here.
I didn't ride it.
We did the rodeo downstairs in the conference room.
Oh,
my gosh.
That's where
we rode each other.
P1 Night Train texts in that when he took his family horseback riding in Pigeon Forge,
yeah.
He got to ride a mule because he's a big dude.
Oh, no.
You ride a mule?
Yeah.
They're stout.
Yeah, they've done enough, though.
All mules
they
do is are cool.
Plow fields and, you know. They don't need that.
He's a half a horse. He's awesome.
I'm glad that didn't work out, that whole lifestyle.
What, you being a cowboy?
It was a straight push into, you know, country western Jeremy.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to work out.
I would pay money to see you dressed as a cowboy now. I would, like, the hat and the...
God.
How much would a duster cost for you?
God, who knows? That whole lifestyle, man. Did the rest of it. The farming and all that stuff.
Yeah. You did farming?
Oh, yeah. Baling hay, all that stuff. Milking goats.
Is that why he doesn't do anything
birthing
now?
Them.
You birthed the goat?
I would have to, yeah, man, before you go to school. You'd
what?
Wake up. I was the first one on the first bus stop.
Oh, you helped one give birth.
The first bus stop. So I had to be on the bus at 6. So when a goat's... pregnant and like having like in like the
kids.
Heat of it,
yeah.
It's so loud you can hear it. So you have to go up there and make sure you know everything's coming out right. And when they get diarrhea, I throw the castor oil on the back of their legs,
oh
too.
Oh my God,
bunch of stuff. I didn't like that whole I couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
what? I had to stay home and do farm stuff.
You were a cowboy,
I hated it, man. So bad.
Did you ride a horse with your blue airbrush cowboy hat on?
No. But I had a bunch of buddies come over.
No.
I had a bunch of buddies.
Sheriff McGavin.
No.
A bunch of buddies came over trying to get me to go out. And I was ready to go. And I'm like, nope, he can't go because he has to wake up at 4 in the morning and clean the barn. Shovel all the crap out.
Oh, my God.
And throw bales of hay out.
Do you live on Beecher's Hope?
This was only 12 acres in Easley. Oh, I mean, it's not like it was the damn Ponderosa.
Is that the reason you're so anti-Southern for real? Shoot me straight on that.
That's true. You're like the epitome of a good old Southern boy, but you hate all the stereotypes. Well, not stereotypes, but like you hate boiled peanuts. You hate grits.
Like
sweet tea, cornbread.
Sweet tea, cornbread.
I like all that stuff.
Nanner pudding.
Buckaroo boy. I love that.
Hey, now.
I like Fat Cowboy better.
Fat Cowboy is the one.
I'm glad it didn't work out.
After this week, we'll forget about it. That and like Footloose, all those names will be gone.
Yeah. Footloose is here to stay, I think.
I love Footloose.
Fat Cowboy. There should have been a Fat Cowboy.
God, what the most boring lifestyle that you could have.
Fat Cowboy, baby.
I don't know. Cowboys get the ladies.
Ladies to dip.
Is that it?
And chew.
And I hope you lose pigskin picks for the biggin, because I know what I want to do to you now. Oh, it involves you as a cowboy.
I'm probably going to lose.
Brand you with a mushroom stamp. That's what he's talking about.
I hate it riding that horse. And my stepdad's mom made me do it. She was an old, mean bitch lady, man. 95 years old. She could sit.
Five-year-old woman he's talking about.
She was old country. She could sit on the other side of the room.
She's an OMBL.
She chewed tobacco her whole life. She'd sit on the other side of the room and hit the spittoon 10 feet away.
Dang it, that's talent.
What was the horse's name?
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
No, come on.
I really don't. I saw the thing for like maybe an hour, rode it, got knocked off, and never went back.
He named it McRib.
Oh. Imagine a way to live like that.
Yeah.
It was so boring doing it growing up. I hated it. The horses, tending to the goats, baling hay.
Now we found out do why, something. Why Fat Boy never got past the first chapter of Red Dead 2.
No, God. But it is. It turns you right? against like you don't have really any of the Southern characteristics. You don't go to church. You mm-hmm. say GD like it's going out of style.
You hate country music, even real country music you don't listen to.
You're for all people being who they are, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
odd. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's oppression.
I think you were on an orphan train. I don't think you're from around here. Right. I don't really believe that.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.